don't break bad news by yourself. Because you never know when someone is going to go bad crazy all over your ass. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. Of course, Breaking Bad News is a really unfortunate, somewhat sucky situation. Yeah. You don't want to have to do it. I mean, if you don't like the person, you'll just think it's the best thing in the world. But majority of times, it's not good.
Yeah, majority of times, we do not want to break bad news.
No.
No, we don't.
And that's why you come to us.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Come to us. We'll help you.
We'll help you out. And that's why we have Cody on this morning. Good morning, Cody. How are you, honey?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, we're good.
We're good.
Yeah. So what's going on, Cody?
Oh, man. So pretty much, I love this girl, Susie, and we pretty much just had, like, the honeymoon phase, and we both had room, whatever. Mm-hmm. We ended up living together. We moved in together. Mm-hmm. Long story short, I mean, my girlfriend is, like, a complete pigsty. Like, she's messy. Like, doesn't do the dishes. I'm always doing the dishes. I'm always cleaning. I feel like I'm the maid. She never, like, I do her laundry. You know what I mean? Like, when I do my laundry. Shouldn't it be, like, the other way? Anyways, I'm just doing all this work, and I don't feel like I'm getting reciprocated back. And maybe I have a little OCD or whatever, but I just don't like things that are messy. I don't like things in my peripheral view that bother me. Oh. It makes me kind of, you know, like, say something is a mess, you know what I mean? Yeah. I can't move on the day.
So she's just like a slob? Cody, is she a slob or is she a hoarder? So she's just messy.
Yeah.
I just don't think she cares.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I just don't think that she gives a shit. Or maybe I'm just doing too much and it's enabling her to think that, okay, I don't have to do anything. Yeah. He's going to just do it all.
Well, I'll be honest. It would drive me crazy if I'm a clean freak. Yeah. And if someone that I'm living with, my husband or my daughter, does not clean up after themselves, mama's not happy. Mm-hmm. Mama is not happy.
That's what I mean. And you love them, right? Like, I mean, I love and care for this girl. I wouldn't have moved in if I didn't have such a, you know, fast romantic honeymoon, loving, whatever. Mm-hmm. We've been dating for 2 years and, anyways, it's just to a point where it's, like, draining my energy and building up resentment. Mm. So I need to call off living with her.
Oh, so that's what you're breaking the bad news about? You're breaking the bad news that you want her to move out?
Yeah, but she's going to, you know, reject people. I don't know. Just anyways, I just hope that, you know, we can still be together.
Okay.
All right. Well, this is what we're going to do. Yeah. We will help you out because that's what we're here for.
Yeah.
We're going to play a song. Then when we get back, we will help you, Cody, to break the bad news. So let your girlfriend know you are sloppy.
Yeah.
I can't take it anymore. Uh-uh. I need to come home after a long day of work to something clean that doesn't cause me anxiety.
Yeah.
So you need to go.
Yeah.
We'll figure out that next with Chris in the Morning Rush. 93.1 Jams.
Let us help you break bad news. Because let's face it, you never know when another person is going to go bat cray all over your ass. We'll take care of you. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush, 93.1 Jams, Breaking Bad News with our boy Cody this morning. Yeah. He's got some real bad one after being with his girlfriend for 2 years.
Yes. So he's been with this girl, Susie, for 2 years. He loves her. They moved in together, but I guess the honeymoon phase is over because I guess she's just a pig. She is messy.
Yeah, she's messy.
And he can't take it anymore. And he said he's the one that does the dishes, the laundry. He's doing everything. So he's going to call to break the bad news that they need to, like, move out into separate apartments.
Yeah, she need to go.
She need to go. Bye, bye, bye.
Bye. Bye, bye, bye.
Okay.
All
play
right,
in sync when you do it.
I know, right? Do it. So, Cody, we're going to mute our line. You will be able to hear us in your phone, but of course, Susie will not when you call her, and then we'll eventually just chime in and connect you both to our loud mouse and try to help you out. Sound good?
Okay.
All right, honey. Good luck to you.
Good luck.
Hey, babe, what's up?
Hey, how are you?
Good. Working.
How's your day?
Pretty good, you know.
It's going to get worse.
Yep.
So, like, you know how, like, we moved in and everything, and I, like, got the deposit money and whatever, like, you know, like, we had our honeymoon phase, and we moved out of our situation and got our own space or whatever, and, you know, I love you, and it's been great. Being with you, I love being with you, but the thing is that I don't think I could live with you anymore because...
What? Why?
I asked you...
Oh, man.
Like, you remember how I, like, kind of, like, tell you, like, hey, do the dishes, or, like, hey, the laundry, or, like, hey, we need to clean up the house, and mm-hmm. you just kind of, like, sit there on Instagram?
What? Like, what are you talking about?
Or you just kind of ignore me, or, like, you just don't take it serious?
Oh, my God.
Anyway, I don't think I could live with somebody who isn't giving 50%
yeah.
when I'm giving, like, 80.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't.
Like,
I don't
the last
really
time
know
you did
the phone conversation, but like, I don't know what you are talking about. Like, maybe it's just your OCD that you have.
Ooh!
Like, I'll literally put my coat down on the couch for like 5 minutes right when I get home,
it's
and you pick it up and mm-hmm. hang it up as though I wasn't about to hang it up like in 10 minutes. It just takes me a second
I'm
longer.
Sorry, Susie,
or like
kind of
the dishes. I'll leave a dish in.
Like
no, listen.
You don't even shower.
Oh,
I will leave. What?
She don't shower.
I will leave that. I don't know what you are. You, who do you think you're calling?
Like the last
I will leave
all right, we're going to break in. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Is this Miss Susie? Susie.
Yeah.
It's not.
Wow.
Who is this?
Is
this like a prank?
No. Mm-mm. We are, though, friends of your man.
Yeah.
Just
I had
friends.
To call the radio station to break this news to you, Susie,
yeah.
so you can take it serious, because it's like you don't take the house being clean or, like, whatever serious.
Mm-hmm.
Only thing
Cody, I don't know what
you're
talking about.
All right, hold on, Susie.
I'm moving out.
When I say
I'll
put the dishes away, I'll clean them
out.
A little bit later.
All right, hold up. Susie, it's true. This is Chris and Tracy.
Yep.
We are calling from Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. You happen to be on Breaking Bad News.
Yeah.
Thousands of people are listening to you. So we just want to cool your jets because we don't want this to get all crazy and stuff.
Right.
But the
talking about guys, that's how she gets.
Okay.
It's all like aggressive.
All right. Well, listen.
Aggressive.
Okay, so obviously there is some aggression between you two when it comes to the house, because I know when you are a clean freak, that is what you are. And the biggest tick that you can give to someone is come home and mess things up and not care to pick it yourself up.
Yeah.
That's what Cody is saying, although I can hear Susie
healthy
saying...
Healthy place is a healthy mind. That's what I like to say.
Oh, healthy places are healthy minds.
Wow.
But hey, Cody, I mean, you do have to give Susie a break, though. She literally is coming home from a hard day of work.
Right.
And she puts her coat down for
minutes. We all work. No one's exempt.
Right. But you can't be freaking out on her after 5 minutes. Now, she left it there
That's what I'm saying. Like, why aren't you even listening to me instead of, like, me explaining to you? The reason I'm getting angry is because
I'm not doing
you
anything.
Jumped on me and
I'm
not listening to
my,
you're talking over me.
Whoa.
Great. Great.
Whoa.
Okay, well, I'm going to move out, Susie, so I'm just letting at the end of the month you
wait.
Can keep the place.
I'm
going to move out.
Whoa.
I want to move forward.
Listen, let Trey talk a second. She needs to get something in.
What if you guys made it like a cleaning chart or something, you know, where people in the household are assigned to certain chores?
Like children?
Okay, well... I mean, maybe that would make you guys feel better.
I like it. Yeah, what about that?
Don't just give up.
Mm-mm. You could assign duties.
Yeah. Like, someone's in charge of the dishes.
Yeah.
Somebody's in charge of the laundry.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah. How about that?
Come on, Susie. Seriously, I wouldn't be calling the radio station and doing all this shit if it wasn't serious and if it didn't mean anything to me. And if you can't respect that, then we have to part ways. But if you want to work on making things... And putting
well, you know
an effort
what,
toward it,
I
you
think
know,
it goes
then
two
I'm
ways.
Down.
And you
yeah,
have
I'm
to be able to let me hang up my coat and let me clean the dishes instead of jumping on them
more than
the
just
second
the
I put a dish
like
in the sink with your freaking OCD.
All right, listen,
yeah.
I think we are probably going to have to take you two off the air because
I think
you're going to continue to fight.
Yeah.
But this was very entertaining.
It was very entertaining.
He's not fighting. Great.
This is not fighting?
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, we'll talk when we get home.
To
our messy apartment, apparently.
He ain't going home. That's not
you're
my
not?
Home. Oh, my
you're
God.
Not coming home? Okay.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, we wish the best.
2 years. Really, Cody? Really? And we just moved in together in August. It's barely been a couple months.
Yeah.
And you've decided to call a radio station instead of coming
barely
and talking to me
what
about
are you talking
it.
About? Tracy,
can you, Tracy, can you pass the popcorn, please?
Yeah, here you go,
girl. I think
girl.
This fight is going to take a while.
I think so, too.
Krista and the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.